Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beat Buzzing with you today with Jack Ward of the American Hereford Association joining us in just a moment.
To some of us, it's just a cold glass of milk packed with nutrition. To a dairy farmer, it's the everyday commitment of protecting the environment, taking care of the cows, and raising their families just like you. It's all about providing wholesome, nutritious dairy foods. To learn more about the dairy farming community, visit DairyMax.org. Brought to you by the local farm families of Dairy Max.
Boy, I'll tell you, it ain't easy raising money these days. People have a lot on their plates. Lucky for you, Blue and Gold has the answer. Our bacon, sausage, and chicken are so good, folks will join the Clean Plate Club and come back asking for more. We help local youth organizations raise $3.4 million every year with famously flavorful Oklahoma products. Visit blueandgoldsausage.com to support these worthwhile efforts in your community. Giving never tasted so good.
Jack Ward is the Chief Operating Officer and the Director of Breed Improvement for the American Hereford Association. Had the opportunity to recently sit down with him about where the breed is going, how he's trying to lead Hereford breeders to that next level and producing the right kind of animal for today's beef industry.
Well, sure, and you know, it depends a little bit on who you listen to, but before our breed improvement meetings, in most cases, or when I give a presentation at an event, I talk about the fact that all indications are that the world population is going to double by the year 2050, and the good Lord isn't making more land. And as a matter of fact, there's some land coming out of agriculture. And so if we're going to be able to sustain this growth and we're going to be able to feed this population, we got to do it through technology and becoming more efficient. So today I would tell you that we have the tools in place that with the continued growth with them, obviously performance programs that the breed associations have, registry programs, and then finally, the biggest component that we're all working on right now is the DNA component and looking at these cattle genetically, what they have to offer the industry. And in the cattle business, it's a little different than some of our counterparts in poultry and pork because we can't make generational turns as quickly. It becomes even more imperative and more important that we use as many tools that we can to make the right kind of educated decisions to move our genetics in the right direction, and DNA is a big part of that.
When we've added the genomic component to EPDs, what has that really done to help with the selection process?
Well, basically what it does is it identifies bulls younger in life. You think about what happens when an animal is born, that animal has gotten a random sampling of genetics from its sire and its dam. And when we develop an EPD, as a calf is born, we look at half of his parents. You know, that's how it starts. The next step is to look at how that animal performed within its contemporary group. And those are all important tools. We need to continue to collect that kind of data. But the interesting part about the genomic side, it doesn't care anything about really pedigree. It doesn't care anything about individual performance. It's simply looking at, does this animal have favorable or unfavorable traits for this genomics or DNA for this particular trait? And so I think it's an incredible tool. As we develop it and become more informed with it, it's just going to allow us to make good decisions and select animals much earlier in life with more proof.
Jack Ward of the American Hereford Association. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's a special cow and bull sale at McAllister Union Stockyards, Saturday, September 20th at noon. Over 1,000 head of bred cows, pairs, bred heifers, open heifers, and bulls will be available. The sale will feature 100 crossbred cows, pairs, and heifers, 90 Angus Plus bred heifers, 90 black and black baldy heavy bred heifers, and many more. New buyers need to register before sale day. For more information, go to the website at www.mcallisterstockyards.com or call 918-423-2834.
That's your Beef Buzz, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.